The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
Miley Cyrus, she always makes news.
Yes.
What's the latest?
Normally for very raunchy reasons, and this is no different.
I thought she'd moved away from the raunch.
Oh, no.
No?
Oh, no. It's Miley Cyrus. Yeah. Come on. She's...
What's she doing now?
Well, she's put an Insta story up, which Insta stories are those ones that only last for 24 hours. So it's been and gone, guys, if you're looking forward to seeing it. But what it is her with her backside out with what I call a thong, but you put them on your feet, so G-string. And the back of her bra. And she's put this picture up, shows off all her tattoos and everything, and says, it might be time for my family to stop following my ass, literally. So that's indicated to us that she's going to start showing some very raunchy pictures on her Instagram. Bear in mind that nudity is banned on Instagram, so maybe that she'll end up coming falling foul of the Instagram administrators. But she is, she's given some very strong hints that she's going to show a bit more of herself.
Yeah, right. Has she got a new album coming out or something?
Probably. Probably. Or maybe only.
I wonder if there's a connection there. But it's because it's like Lorde, right? The New Zealand pop star. Released an image last week that was certainly a lot raunchier than we've come to expect from Lorde, and it coincided with a new album. It's a great way to get people talking.
It's a shame, isn't it? It's a shame that, and I know I get the irony of this, right? I work on Perth Now, and we all know the type of content that you all click on Perth Now, but it is a shame that to grab people's attention now, you've got to show your backside as a female, isn't it?
And here's a question for you. What message do you think that sends to the young women who are fans of these artists?
Well, if you want to get anywhere, you've got to show your backside, or worse.
So as a bloke, I can't really, make a strong opinion about this because, you're liable to get into trouble. But I wonder. I certainly wonder.
And the thing is as well, I mean, these pictures that people put up on Instagram, they're all heavily edited.
Yep.
I dare say, I mean, I don't want to accuse Miley of anything here, but I dare say her backside isn't quite that smooth all the time. Mm. So there might have been some filters going on.
Yes.
There might have been a bit of retouching going on. It's a shame because young people look at this, or even just people our age look at it and go, oh, I want to look like that. How do I look like that? It's impossible to achieve.
Yeah. Did I tell you about that the art exhibition of that bloke? I think he may be an American artist or a British artist who took photos of young women, like nice sort of just portraits of that, like headshots basically, gave the images to those young women and said, now you edit them to a point where you're happy to share them on social media.
And they look worse.
And then they had side by side, and it was actually terribly sad to what extent these photos were manipulated until these young women felt comfortable sharing them with the world.
It's a shame. I do use the old filter here and there, I've got to admit. But, it's
just escalating, I feel,
is.
You know
it's
what I mean?
It's going beyond filters. Yep. It's going to, editing apps. It's going to...
Yeah, like changing the shape
smoother.
Of your face, changing how your nose looks, your eyes, your eyebrows, your chin,
making
all
your
of
bottom
it.
Look bigger and your waist look smaller. Big bottoms. I don't get how that's a thing. It is. It never used to be. It is now.
No.
It's a thing.
Well, I think it was like many, many millennia ago. It was a sign of fertility or something like that. And then it went through many, many years of that not being
this
fashionable.
This is not a sign of fertility anymore, is it?
No.
Kim
Kardashian was the one who brought that back into vogue. Oh, well.
That's
how it goes.
Put the world to rights there, haven't we, Ben?
Yeah, we'll continue to do it tomorrow as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Natalie.
Thanks, Ben. Ta-ra.